What if I go north? Disappear. Would you come after me? Hunt me?
What's going on, friends? I don't expect you to actually answer because that would be weird, you talking to your phone. Welcome to That Movie Podcast. I'm Jason, and we have quite a show for you. We had Brian DeBates and my lovely wife, Mariah, on to talk about one of my favorite movies from 2012. I think it was 2012. Jesus, I don't even remember now. Anyway, it was Kingsman, and it was awesome. We had so much fun, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. So without further ado, let's get to the people who keep this show going. This is the Dollar Haulers, everybody. We got Sean Faust, Firefly Podcast, Ryan Showalter, and Nathan Haw. We've actually got some exciting news that we're going to be talking about at the end of this episode. A little announcement for all our patrons, all the people who donate to our Patreon. And it's really exciting, and it's going to involve you guys participating in a little project we got going on. And if you want to donate, you can go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/thatmoviepod, donate some moolahs, and you'll be able to be in on the project too. And also, we'll be calling out your name here on the show. Anyway, we love you all, and we're just happy that you guys are listening. So don't feel obligated or anything like that. But if you want to participate and play along and be part of a cool little project, go there. Anyway, so That Movie Podcast is a proud member of Longbox.fm. Go there. Go to Longbox.fm. Find all kinds of other podcasts that are worth a shit. And also, we are sponsored by Riley's Brewing. So get your ass drunk. Okay, let's start the show.
All right, everybody, it's time for That Movie Podcast.
Yeah.
Shut up, I'm drunk.
Welcome.
Are you like a crazy person?
The negative. I am a meat popsicle.
Would you like to know more?
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
I have no problem with talking about Kingsman, but I have to laugh at the fact that you're like, yeah, no, you should be on. I'm like, okay, and you're like, what movies do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I'm deciding between these two. And you're like, nah, Kingsman.
No, to be fair, you asked for input.
You said what? Yeah, input, and I said Kingsman. And you said okay.
I didn't get to vote.
But before that, though, I said I'm deciding between these two. What do you guys want to do? And you guys were like, no, Kingsman. And I was like, okay.
Whatever, Holmes. We're doing Kingsman.
Not a surprise. We're doing Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah! Fuck! Cool I haven't beans. Seen that movie. I've seen that movie one time, beans, and I was really drunk.
Beans. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was
cool beans. I've seen that movie half times.
That movie's a religion for me.
Really?
I just remember that one scene that just is like so fucking random and turns into a huge clusterfuck.
Cool
and
beans.
I was super drunk, and I was just laughing beans. The whole time. Hot Rod.
That's what we're going to do when Ron comes on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hot Ron.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we were gonna do it with Kim too, because she.
No, no, no.
She's never
Ron's
seen
gonna
it.
Force Kim to watch
yes.
it again because she lost
Kim
the bet.
She doesn't like it, and it's.
Well, it's because Kim.
That's blasphemy.
Not that you guys would
it's
understand,
Kim.
But that specific scene, that's the only scene Kim remembers, so she thinks the entire movie is that.
Oh, nice. I love that scene, and that's the only scene I remember.
That's the one that my brain always blocks out, and then it just surprises me every time.
If you guys are gonna do Hot Rod, you got to do That's My Boy, right? Right.
I haven't seen it yet. And
Adam
no.
Sandler, Andy Samberg.
You lost
yeah,
me.
There
yet,
you
Adam.
Go.
No,
there you go.
I've got like an aversion.
I do
Adam want to
watch
Sandler
his new one, the one where he's like a Justin Bieber type douche.
Oh,
you're talking about Andy Samberg,
yeah,
though. Okay,
because yeah. it has a Yorma or whatever, and the other weird looking guy.
My future husband, Yorma.
Husbando.
Husbando.
Yeah.
Can I get his face printed on a pillow?
I want a pillow of him.
Oh my god.
Matt's got his body pillow. Why can't I have mine?
You have a body. You have a body pillow with a face on it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's got a sex hole though.
Oh boy.
Oh no. He quote unquote ripped off the tag and
I already said that the hole is too high or too low.
You'll find a way to make it
that's
work.
That's true. Yeah. Love finds a way.
Love finds a way. My tendril. Your scientists were so concerned over whether or not they could that they didn't think about whether or not they should.
My tendril will get there.
Oh, Lord. And with that, welcome to That Movie Podcast.
Welcome to That Hentai Podcast.
That Hentai Podcast. I am your host.
Oh, yeah?
One of them.
Which one?
I'm not going to say.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it up to the imagination.
I'm Jason.
Fuck. And I'm Stacy.
I'm still mad. I don't know what you guys are doing.
I don't know what it was. That's the voice I throw on when I'm imitating anybody.
No, I am, in fact, Jason.
Cool beans. And we have a guest.
You're supposed to say I'm Matt.
I did already.
Yes.
But when?
When you guys were being each other.
Where was I? I'm Stacy. Hi.
When you guys were doing the weird role play. Stacy's in the bedroom.
And yes, we have.
Put on the bald cap. Put on the beard.
We put have the ball in your my.
Mouth. Here, take my glasses.
Oh my god. Wow, this is pillow talk with Matt and Stacy.
I don't talk to my pillow during.
What about after? Or is that like you talk before and then you once you finish you just
gotta
fall
get the
asleep.
Build up? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to talk with a ball gag in the mouth.
In the pillow's mouth.
In the pillow's mouth.
Zed's dead.
Oh, God. And we also have my better half, Brian.
Yay!
For everyone else, he looked at his wife and then went to Brian.
And also my wife is here.
Hello.
Boo!
You bunch of dicks.
Yay!
She spoke.
Well, you know, when something makes up 50% of your mass, I mean, you could say that you are mostly, you know.
Cancer.
That was a dick joke. I was making a joke. Like, you have a huge.
Yeah, that didn't land.
Fuck you.
Wah, wah, wah.
Your dick didn't land.
And all of a sudden, that movie podcast becomes Downer Cast.
Yeah.
I was surprised about the swing and the miss after you came from a baseball game.
Dick swing.
There was actually a decent amount of that. The Grizzlies lost tonight, so.
I thought they were called the Fresno Tacos now.
Yeah, I voted for that.
That was for one day.
For the taco day?
Actually, no, I take that back. All this God. Season they did when they have Taco Tuesdays, then they're the tacos.
Fresno can't commit to anything.
They could commit to murder.
That's right.
Whoa!
Or commit murder, sorry.
They can commit murder.
Well,
I mean, when you commit murder,
this is going to be a.
When you commit murder, you are committed to it. I mean,
there's no going back.
Yeah, no. You follow through with that.
You can't end murders.
No.
It's a little early to be spiraling.
Wow.
No, it's pretty late. We're starting late, so it's all right.
Sorry, I didn't even have a clear.
Welcome to an out-of-control episode of That Movie Podcast.
With Brian again, huh?
With Brian. Yeah, I know.
He brings out the best in us.
The best worst.
The best worst best.
Brian, how are you doing?
Oh, wait. This is an episode of Downercast, so I need to be more light. I'm doing well. How are you, Jason?
Drink a little more, then answer the question.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm doing all right. I'm doing
that's,
all right.
That's
you know?
Good.
I'm got another play coming up.
Yeah.
We're doing Mr. Burns, a post-electric play.
I'm very excited for this. This is going to be at the Selma Art Center.
Yeah.
When is it?
It opens September 16th. It runs for 3 weekends. It'll run Friday, Saturday, Sunday on each one of those weekends. I will not be in it the second weekend, unfortunately. I had a work retreat that got planned after I had already been cast. But I believe Adam Chavez I believe he'll actually be filling in for me. But,
I liked him as Donkey.
He was really good.
He was more Chris Tucker, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He was
more Ruby Ross.
Yeah, he was Ruby Rod in in a donkey
fucking
costume.
Hell.
Yeah,
or Ruby Ross.
Yeah, sure. It's like Ruby and Bob Ross put together.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually, that's kind of Matt,
Peyton,
really.
Happy little leopard trees.
But yeah, so that's coming up.
What's the premise?
The premise, okay, so it's one of those things as far as the themes, it's kind of hard to explain. Basically, it's a play in 3 acts. The first act you have, it's this sort of like post-apocalyptic sort of thing. The grid goes down. People sort of have to move to the outskirts, live in the woods, kind of. The first act almost has this sort of like if Walking Dead were made by the Duplass brothers. that's sort of how the first act feels.
Right.
And they're talking about this particular Simpsons episode. And Then the second act, they have actually become a traveling group that is actually performing live action version of the Simpsons episode they were talking about in the first act. And it's 7 years later in the second act. In the third act, it's 75 years later. And the really cool thing about the way that this show sort of works is one of the themes in it is what will we remember from our pop culture and from our time if there's no TV, no media to remind us? And so what winds up happening is with each act, you sort of see certain aspects of The Simpsons get slightly tweaked and slightly sort of watered down because these things now have become oral traditions.
And I'm sure some other parts get more amplified.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And so to me, it sounds like how the evolution of almost like a fairy tale or a morality story kind of evolves. And I think that sounds pretty cool.
Right.
Especially because of The Simpsons.
And basically, it's one of those things like... This cast is amazing. They're really, I mean,
I've always been blown away by the Selma.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, I mean, this particular cast, it's a small cast, but it's a lot of, actors with really good sort of intuition on stage. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's going to be one of those, I think when people like when the play ends, when it's over with, I think people are going to look at it and go, I have no clue what the hell I just saw, but it was really cool.
Those are some of my favorite plays.
Yeah.
Like the ones that you don't know how to explain.
Right.
Those are some of the most interesting ones to watch.
Yeah. And so in shows past, the Art Center had done, they would only do 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. And what they found was with those, if they did a 3 weekend, word of mouth would kind of get out as far as what it, you know, because
By the time people like hear about it when it's only 2 weekends, it's already done.
Exactly. And we definitely experienced that when I did 12 Angry Men earlier this year. Mm-hmm. We had a deal where it only ran 2 weekends.
That wouldn't seem like you blinked and it was done.
Yeah. And the, you know, people like, oh, 12 Angry Men, whatever. And then people came to see it and we got a really, really good response. And the second weekend, we had a couple shows that almost sold out, which for a non-musical play for local theater, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, the two of you were in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, we were in, yeah.
How long was that one? Was that 3 weeks?
That was 2 weekends.
Okay.
I wish it would have gone 3 weekends.
Me too.
I think we would have sold out all of our shows if it would have gone 3 weeks.
Because I went the last week and it seemed almost
It was picking up at the end. And like the last couple shows that we did, yeah, we almost sold out too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I missed that show. I wish we would have gotten a third weekend. But basically what they've started doing now is most of the shows, because the Thursday night shows don't sell very well, they added a third weekend and cut off the Thursday shows on most of the shows the way they're doing
them
now.
That's what the Opera House kind of does,
yeah,
too.
That's smart.
I miss doing shows, guys.
You got to come back.
I need to.
I told you have a coffee table. Perform for the cat.
Do it.
The cat hasn't learned how to clap yet. It's not very gratifying.
As soon as he licks himself, you know you did good.
Oh boy. As soon as the lipstick starts coming out.
No, it's a cat. It's like a flail.
We're not going to Creepy Cat Dick tonight. God damn.
CreepyCatDick.com. Sponsor us.
Yeah. Cat Dick Cast.
Actually, no, because, you know, after the dot now, they've got customized ones now, so you can be...
Do you think we should just, like...
Cat Dick, get out.
Do you think we should just, like, send them that little clip of me talking about my cat murder story and say, sponsor us?
No.
Oh, God, no.
These are cat lovers, probably.
Who are you wanting to send this to?
CreepyCatDicks.com.
Does that exist?
We're going to make it. Oh, I don't know. God.
We should make it doesn't exist.
Extension of McButt.
It's the rule,
right? Yeah, we'll have it linked to McButt stuff, which will link it to that movie pod.
That's right. That'll work. I gotta get a beer.
It's early, but
I'm beerless.
Can you grab me one too?
But before we finish with Brian's thing, you can also find tickets at TicketTomato.com.
I think they're actually going to start going away from Ticket Tomato. They're developing a new website with a new ticketing system, but I don't think that'll be up in time for Mr. Burns.
No, it'll be up for Mr. Burns. And Ticket Tomato is pretty easy to navigate.
Yeah, it is.
Select your seat and all that stuff.
The mobile version is not the greatest.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It was awful when I tried to get my my tickets for Young Frankenstein. And then
I ordered tomatoes.
Yeah.
Ticket Tomato.
Laugh at him.
Can I try that?
Although,
editor's
although
notes.
There is a bottle of Riley's hard root beer that has been opened.
And this one that has not.
I thought it had
been I actually really enjoy it, too.
There's a lot of bottles going on
last
this table.
Time, that's I think good. I think it was when we did Princess Bite and I had some. And mm-hmm. It has like a good spice to it.
It is. I don't it's have nice.
I
it's
really,
nice.
I really like the Riley's root beer. I don't like the Not Your Father's root
yeah, beer. Yeah, I was saying last time that I had a,
Kind of a weird aftertaste.
I had the six-pack of Not Your Father's. And I just got so gassy because like
oh,
it's
really?
100 like it's all current corn syrup.
Yeah,
and
I don't want
this
that.
One doesn't.
No, Riley's is my favorite.
I can't do sugar drinks.
Like sponsorship, whatever aside, Riley's is my favorite of the hard root beers that I've had.
Yeah, I haven't had the Coney Island one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, I haven't had the Best Damn root beer. I haven't had that one.
I had the cherry
really
cola, and it tastes like medicine with some like Bud Light in it.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
You know what disgusting. Is a you know what is a really solid the. Riley's beers, actually my two favorite of their beers are the Rain Dance Stout, the Imperial Stout that they have, and then Vixen.
I like Vixen.
Yeah,
we've had that. I really like that.
We were at Dowdy's, and I think we had Vixen.
I drank a lot of Vixen.
And then also, I liked one of the Sanchas that they had. I don't know which one they had, though.
Oh,
I saw they had,
was it the pineapple?
It might have been.
They had Sancha and Cougar there.
Yeah, I drank
I had
a lot of Cougar,
both.
Yeah, Cougar was good. It might have been the pineapple mango, and I saw that at the liquor store today. I almost got some. But
I haven't tried it yet. I heard it's really good.
I'll get some next time.
But oh yeah, the the Vixen. I have been a fan of Vixen since before it was called Vixen. Like not to be like you know
hipster
douche, but
beer
but
hipster.
No. I remember.
Get
I remember,
the hipster harmonica.
I remember seeing Riley's at a place, and I was like, oh, I was like, I've heard of Sancha, but I didn't know anything else. Mm-hmm. And there was this signature ale, and it had like a knight's helmet on it, and I was like, okay.
Fancy.
And I tried it, and it was really good. And then I never saw it after that. And I actually messaged Riley's and I was like, whatever happened to that signature ale? And they were like,
oh
it's called...
you're in that good with Riley's, huh?
On Facebook. You follow him on Facebook. Oh. You can message him. Like anybody
can. Go on Facebook and you can follow Riley's.
Oh, you're in that good with Facebook.
Tell
huh?
them that. Tell them. That, tell them that movie podcast sent you.
Are you and Tom hanging out? Get it? I crossed the MySpace and the Facebook. See what
Tom?
I did? See what I did there? See what
oh
I did there?
Oh my God, you old man.
Fuck you. You're not in my top eight, Stacey.
I'm hurt.
Sit in my bulletins of private. I don't know
Change
if that was a thing back then.
I don't know.
Emo.
I'm so glad I can't access my MySpace anymore. There's so much emo shit in there.
Oh, yeah. There's so much other stuff. I have no clue what to...
I had...
I have attempted.
My girlfriend
at
the time... I
deleted it and I couldn't revive it, so I'm like, okay.
My girlfriend at the time got into HTML and she made it to where the word poop rained from the top of my screen.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool thing, but I hated your girlfriend.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan either.
Like, you seemed okay.
Like 2 weeks after we were dating,
I was like, I hate her.
3 years,
it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't down to
I feel very awkward.
So Brian is on another podcast that is on longbox.fm with me called Downercast.
Downercast, yep. We're due for another episode,
we
by
are,
the way. We are more than due for another episode.
Yep.
There's it sounds plenty like, of things it to sounds talk like about. A full like energy podcast, like uppity and...
No.
That's definitely it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I listening to?
Rainbows and butterflies.
We have fun. I mean, it is, we take a lighthearted approach to everything, but we talk about real shit, you know.
But I mean, that's one of the things that I've noticed is you know, not to talk too much about the Downercast on that movie podcast, but the
well,
fact
you
that
talk about that movie podcast almost
I
as much.
I do. Oh my goodness! I yep. actually, and I called it that Downercast. Oh my
that
goodness.
That was hilarious.
So anyway,
it's because Sean was there, just threw it all off.
No, it really did. It really did. It's like, I mean, my whole mind was just. Thrown
so
on
sparkly.
It.
Which you, man? I told him.
I have a daughter
know,
who has a princess
know,
dress
just,
and I'm covered
I'm
in
just,
red glitter now.
The
I
sun's not it. Out. What's happening?
You're so shiny.
You sparkly vampire.
I am
you.
Fucking fabulous, all right?
You are.
You're
you
just,
are.
You're just jelly.
He
that's
rode his
all.
Unicorn over here.
He
been
did.
Hanging out with Arjun.
You're just peanut butter and jelly. That's all you are right now. Yeah, of my glitterness.
I'm covered in glitter.
That's right, you do.
Not hair.
Oh. It shines.
It does shine. Ew.
You're hanging out with Rip Taylor or something.
Oh my
covered
God.
In glitter. But yeah, so no, yeah, Downercast, it's a lot of the people that I have known in my life, they sort of have a knack for humor being a coping mechanism for dealing with
Definitely.
Depression and anxiety and things
well,
like that.
Well, you'll see that like 70% of comedians are right. just like super depressed, and that's how they deal with it.
Patton Oswalt, perfect example.
Yeah, and
well, he's got his reasons right now.
Oh yeah,
no, he's got major reasons.
Definitely,
right now. Yeah.
No, and he copes by comedy. Bob Saget,
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, it's amazing. Like
dirty
the
old man.
Oh, I love Bob Saget.
Me too.
But no, actually, the idea of Downercast actually came from Jason. Jason had messaged me and was talking. We had kind of thrown around some podcast ideas, and Jason was like, you know, he goes, something that hasn't really been done, he goes, is a podcast for, you know,
depressed people.
Yeah, you know, depression and anxiety. He goes, I've searched and I can't really find anything. He goes, I think it would be something that would be really good. He goes, I think it might be beneficial. It might be able to help some people. And we have a very small fan base right now.
So far. We'll
hi,
see.
Guys.
Hey.
Yeah.
Our fan.
A third well, of our
I
fan
listen.
Base
I don't know
room.
About
yeah,
fan
yeah.
shit.
Oh, wow.
What?
More well? Things to talk about on the show.
Yeah. Oh, Matt doesn't like us. But no. I think it's been good. And check it out if you get an opportunity.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. And when Jason told us about it, too, I always told him, like, you know, not only is it something that hasn't been done, but it's good therapy in general.
Yeah.
And I mean, not only is it good to get it out yourselves, but it's good for other people that are dealing with stuff to actually hear. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about doing like possibly posting like some shorter segments and stuff like that when we can't get together and do like the full, we don't have the time to do the full hour. You know, and that's a possibility
down
the line. Do little
journal type
things. Yeah. Do little like journal-esque type things, you know? And I think that's on the horizon. There's definitely been a couple nights where I'm sitting there going, dang it, I want to record something. Yeah.
Do it. Just like record it on your phone even.
Yeah.
I'll try to clear it up.
I think I'll do that.
Anyway, that movie podcast.
Bye, guys.
That movie podcast.
So, Brian, okay, so we asked you the superhero question way back on your other episode.
Yep.
What was your superpower again? I don't remember.
My superpower was... it was similar to like a lot of the like Bishop and some of the other superheroes where basically they absorb energy and are able to.
Oh, but you take their negative comments.
Yeah, take their negative comments right. and that's just right. like somebody like talk shit to you. Just go. Nope. And you just blast their ass.
Your anger sustains
that's right.
Me.
And they just curl up into a ball.
Yes, I feed off it.
So, Stacey, you want to
do Harvey Birdman feeds off the sun.
Do you want to do your follow-up question?
Sure, yeah.
We got a new thing we're doing on the show now for
so
people.
So, we've been asking the superhero
guests.
Question for over a year now.
Right.
Yes.
It's time for a change.
No, we're still going to ask the superhero question.
We will, but also it's time for a change.
And
fuck
I...
you.
My superpower is change.
Okay. Well, is that like your fourth superpower? What are you, Barack Obama?
Yeah, no, I'm Cartman.
Change.
For those of you playing the home version of that movie podcast, this is now Matt's fifth superpower.
Borag has many powers.
Anyway.
South Park. Stacey, take it away.
Oh, my God. You're going to let me talk now?
No.
Okay. I can't take credit for this because I just...
You know, I was the first person who cut her off.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, really, she should be turning her aggression towards me, but she's really just turning it towards you.
Such is life.
I feel like I'm dodging a bullet here. It's pretty awesome.
So, somebody posted
I'm sorry, Stacey. I'll let you talk
on
now.
On Facebook today and post a question. If you had a Snickers, you're not yourself when you're hungry, alter ego, what would it be?
It's really funny. That's the second time that's been brought up in the last, like, just few hours, the whole Snickers thing.
God damn it.
I was really pissy earlier today. And I was like, we were running late, trying to get to the game and all this and everything. And I was really pissy and running around trying to get a princess dress for my daughter.
Oh, okay.
For the game. And
I
was already like,
princess dress.
Yeah, no. And I like, well, no, she was with my wife's grandma. So she was with great grandma. So like, she's oblivious to what's going on.
No, that was my version of
you.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. No.
Because your alter ego is obviously a princess.
Right.
I mean, the glitter.
Yeah. No. But no, we were running around earlier today, and I was like, just totally. Huh? What?
Speaking to your goddamn mic, please.
Good lord.
Welcome to Tension Cast.
It's all right. I'll beat him later.
Mommy, Daddy, stop fighting. You're ruining my birthday party.
I just want to finish my mashed potatoes.
I love you, Mariah.
I don't know.
Who would my alter ego be when I'm hungry and I'm angry?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I don't know.
Well, I'll go first. I was thinking about it on the car ride down, and I think that I am Animal from the Muppets.
There yeah. You go.
Like, I'm just, like, always just, like, in a panic. Like, I'm going to, like, yeah, like, I'm going to die at any moment, even though I have, like, a massive layer of, like, food on me.
That's good.
Animal. I like Animal. Matt need food.
Ah! Drumstick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I thought that... Because I thought that when I'm really hungry, I'm like super whiny. So I was going to go with Gilbert Gottfried.
That's who I was going to go with too.
However, as per Matt.
We should probably cue it up first.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, no. I was going to say the other thing.
Okay.
Because
No,
says,
cue up that thing though. I want to
we'll
hear.
Say your thing. You know.
He says that I'm like.
Wait, no. Just say yours.
He says I'm aggressive ready. When I'm hungry. And so I thought. Well, then probably more like Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh, boy.
But he has a completely different one that he thinks that...
So when she gets frustrated and hungry, like, she can't search for the right words to things. So she just reminds me of this kid from YouTube.
Do you ever have a dream?
You wanted to do so much you could do anything.
That video gets me so much anxiety.
I love
like,
just spit it out. Spit the fucking word out.
No matter how many times I see that video, I laugh so hard.
You've used so many words to say nothing.
And see, I say that's not me when I'm hungry. That's me at work.
Oh, there you go.
And when you're drunk.
Well, that, yeah.
It's begun.
it's just you're about 10 times louder. You're like a mix between Gilbert Gottfried and that when you're drunk.
I'm little baby Gilbert yeah. Gottfried. Did you ever have a dream?
Have you ever had a... My clitoris!
My clitoris!
By the way,
if you guys haven't seen or heard it, it's Gilbert Gottfried
reads
50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
I was just going to say, that's one of awesome. The greatest things ever. And then he bent me over a chair and entered me from behind.
Another good one is a rewritten version that is starring MODOK instead.
Oh, boy.
What? Who?
The guy with the giant head from Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember?
So mine, I was thinking about it, and I think my Snickers version of me would probably be Nick Nolte.
I just need to give me that fucking food.
Actually, you know what?
I'm going to put it in the shit.
Try and say Gary Busey.
I was just going to say, mine might be a cross between Gary Busey and Louis Black, actually.
Like,
oh, boy.
Just so delusional you start talking to, like, inanimate yeah. objects. You know, oh, hello, table. Someday you'll have some food on you. And
you start noticing that you're...
Thank you, fish, for your bounty.
You can start noticing that your pants are a little bit like loose. You're like, yeah. Hello, pants.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, no. If probably when I'm hungry, it's probably somewhere between Gary Busey and Louis Black.
Oh, boy.
Like, just lashing
just,
out for no reason.
Just
and a
coked
whole
out
lot
of your mind.
And a whole lot of...
Like crazy ass. Yeah.
That's called withdrawal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No, you have no idea.
Food
like,
withdrawal.
Like
food
withdrawal. I'm on like cheat mode on the weekends right now. But I've like been watching it during the week, and like as far as like trying to like not eat as many carbs and not as many like not as much dairy and stuff like that, like saturated fat mm-hmm. type stuff. And
well, the fat's good though.
Fat is good. Saturated fat is not.
What's it saturated in?
It's just saturated
oil.
Extra fat.
No, it's yeah,
more
it's just,
fat.
It's
double
all
good.
About, it's all about the right fats. And
marinated
so, like,
in butter.
So like, I've lost like I probably don't look it. I've lost 7 pounds in Ooh, like about nice. 2.5 week period.
That's good.
All right, but, Will Smith.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? 7 pounds? Oh wait, his was 8 pounds, huh?
The fuck are you talking
the movie,
about?
That movie that Will Smith was in?
No.
What was that called? I don't even know what it was called.
I think it was 7 pounds.
Independence Day.
There
Idiot.
You go.
Ali.
I just get
the pursuit
really
of happiness
the
was a lie.
This is the story of Hurricane.
No, there was a movie called like 7 pounds, and he was a dude who was gonna die, and so
did
he was like making all kinds of shit right with all kinds of people.
Did you just sing the Hurricane? That was Denzel Washington. That wasn't Will Smith.
No, they played it during Ali.
Oh, did they? No, they didn't. Why would they play the story of the Hurricane during Ali?
Probably, whatever.
It's about
anyway.
It's about the Hurricane.
Well, it really sucked when he died in Rocky IV. Okay.
Will Smith died in Rocky IV?
I'm so... my brain hurts right now.
Wait, all right, hold on, hold on. We got to hear Mariah's Snickers alter ego.
Is it happening right now?
Yeah, probably. I got it. Hold on. Tina Fey.
Yeah. Tina Fey.
I want to go to there.
Yeah, Tina Fey. Tina Fey, that's a good one. But yep. I was going to say Cookie Monster.
There you go.
I like
there
that one go. Better.
Mix between Tina Fey and Cookie Monster, I think.
This is pre-vegetables, right?
Oh, before Mrs. Before, Obama made him stop eating cookies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah.
I'm so depressed.
Like, yes. Carrot monster.
All right, that needs to be a whole segment on Downercast now.
See, like,
what?
Jason? Like talking about like childhood things that are ruined by health.
Oh, I was going to say no, because we already had a conversation about eating habits being linked to how you feel about yourself with me talking about eating at buffets by myself.
Yeah.
That's what I know that I'm just like.
It's the only way to hit rock bottom. Shame.
Well, no, that's like on the opposite. That's when I know that I'm really like, God, I fucking hate myself is when I find myself eating at a buffet by myself. I'm just sitting there like, fuck it. There goes my gallbladder. I don't even care.
See, when I heard that, though, I thought, you know, one man's depression is another man's like point of life.
Right.
Like, no, I want to be you when you're depressed. Then.
Oh, God.
I want to be sitting alone in that
buffet. No, you don't, though.
You an entire like just trop area of food. Yeah.
You don't, though. You
I
really
want that
don't.
Plastic cheese in my body. I'm gonna die young. But
yeah,
beautiful.
No, I like that's my that's
young
my,
but beautiful.
Leave a nice looking corpse.
Me starting in like sort of like a self destructive sort of thing just spirals and it builds like a it just snowballs basically is what it does. It's bad.
That's my eye of the storm. I love it.
Plastic cheese.
Anyway,
I'm moving my pop filter.
That's fine. It's fine. I can edit that out. I probably won't, but I can.
You 90% of the time you do not.
No, nope.
I was going to say yeah.
It's right where you left it.
God
dang it.
There you go. There you go. Bop. Bop. Bop.
Bop. Bop. So anyway.
Did Stacy and I just join one and become the scat man?
I thought you became the two roly polies from Bug's Life.
Oh, I thought we were aliens from Mars Attacks.
We gotta do that episode. Or sure. Do an episode
someday.
On that.
Mine? Yeah.
Someday.
Mine?
Oh, my God.
So we watched the movie.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No we did.
We're going to talk about every movie but the one that we actually want to discuss this
Welcome
week.
To that movie podcast where we bullshit around until we finally talk about a movie.
We got there. Hey, it's only been 35 minutes, so it's fine.
God.
That's average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll edit it in post.
Oh, you won't. You just put music under it.
It's like when I was on that rhythm section podcast. Rhythm section podcast. And we went so long, it had to be a two-parter.
They turned it into a two-parter. And then they never recorded again.
Hey, they're supposed to be coming
back.
They're
going
to
be coming back.
That's what Robin. That's what Rob said. So now whether
I'll
or not,
it when
now,
I
now
see
whether
it.
Or not Johnny is down on that, you know.
I'll be the second. I'll be the drummer in the rhythm section podcast.
There you go.
I could always, you know, spread myself even thinner than I have now.
Do you qualify as a drummer?
Are you eligible?
Ouch. Ouch.
Who invited you onto this show?
The guy that set up the mic.
That's true, I did. Fuck. What is wrong with me?
You're a dick.
So, Matt, you were saying something?
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
So we watched the movie.
We did. We actually watched a movie. Well, three of us watched the movie.
Two
Mariah watched about half of it.
I've seen the movie. I just didn't watch it this week. Mm-hmm. I've watched it a couple times in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm. Kingsman!
I'm going to cut you.
Please do it.
Man, I'm making enemies tonight.
I'm going to cut you and take Mariah as Casey's sister's wife. That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck. I can barely handle her. I can't imagine having her and another wife.
That's when you get them to handle
Mariah,
each other.
Mariah, you don't have to have sex with me. Just hang out with Casey. That's fine.
Keep her entertained. Keep the woman entertained.
You and Casey can hang out.
And then Casey could like tell you how cool she is.
Yeah, you know.
She is a cool person.
She is a cool person. I love my wife. Shut up, you asshole.
She is awesome. Casey is awesome. It's just so funny.
Right after that, she licked my cupcake.
Ooh.
Oh, that is,
it was an actual
It's not
cupcake.
A euphemism. That is literally what happened.
Cupcake. She had a cupcake.
I wish I was there for this. Damn it.
Cupcakes tasted like peanut butter and jelly.
It's on a hub.
It's on a hub or a tube or something.
Yeah.
One of those websites.
Xhamster.com. I don't know if that's an actual thing.
Sure.
Here's your cupcake. And then she licked it and then handed it to me.
Hang on. What's the URL so I know to not go there?
I mean, there's just so many websites.
There was one I saw.
Which one specifically?
There was one I saw in a link somewhere that like just popped up, and it was like Bob's head bobbers and hand jobbers. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I got me a jobber. So we watched Kingsman.
Yeah.
Kingsman. Secret Service 2014.
Oh, shit. I should probably
get ready. We've had an hour.
Yeah. We've been recording for 42 minutes.
Might want to pull up some info on the damn movie.
You might want to, too, Brian.
Why would I want to?
Because you're going to help us out.
I'm going to help you out?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it this week.
You picked it.
What a guess.
I didn't pick it. Jason picked it.
I did not pick it. I threw out a suggestion, and everyone, including you, agreed.
I said I really liked the movie. Oh, snap.
I didn't even get a vote.
Stacey doesn't count.
Dissension in the ranks.
I'm a woman. I don't get to vote.
As long as you know.
I don't know if you know like what's happened in like
women's suffrage has not been activated
for some
on that movie podcast.
It doesn't apply in this particular world.
I'm actually amazed you're on the show. Like, I can't believe that your mic reaches to the kitchen.
Hey, I ain't nobody's wife.
Oh man. Not yet.
A strong, independent woman, damn it.
I'm still working on you.
Sorry, I saw.
So, Kingsman!
Kingsman, the Secret
Service.
It's
actually Kingsman, which I corrected myself today because I thought it was Kingsman.
Well, it's just you say Kingsman. Like, it's.
Like,
I also thought you spelled it Kingsman.
Oh,
that's how I've been spelling it
anyway,
for like the last 2 years.
Kingsman, the Secret Service, is a 2014 action adventure comedy. A spy organization recruits an unrefined but promising street kid into the agency's ultra-competitive training program, just as a global threat emerges from a twisted tech genius.
Tagline, manners maketh man.
Oh, I got chills when you said that right there.
Good.
Top build cast, which now IMDb only has like the first introduced, I guess, so I'm just going to
kind of spell
this.
You guys,
yeah, it's really weird.
You guys wanted it, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, everybody's favorite layout. The
well,
Fido
Colin Firth
layout.
Is up there first.
Were you,
well,
all,
one
okay,
of first.
All of them
in
are.
The first scene.
Yeah, he literally was. So Colin Firth as Henry Hart or Galahad, Mark Strong as Merlin, John Davies as Lee. Oh, he doesn't matter. Fuck him.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he died.
Jack Davenport
as Lancelot. Mm-hmm. Mark Hamill as Professor Arnold. I gotta scroll. Samuel Jackson as Valentine.
Sophia Boutella as Gazelle.
Michael Caine as Arthur.
Michael Caine. Is he a sir? I don't know. Is he?
Michael Caine.
Was it Dana Carvey that did the bit about how you do a good Michael Caine impression?
There was
Mike Myers.
Was it Mike Myers?
You start here and you just fall down the stairs. It was the guy that played the director in Tropic Thunder. What's his face? With long hair and funky teeth.
Oh, Hamlet 2.
Yeah.
Well, then Mike Myers in like one of the special features or something.
Actually, it might have been
for Gold Member. He's talking about like talking with Michael Caine and just
Michael
like Karn. The way this
show was
he
just
talks.
A girl. That's more of a
actually,
Connery.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it might have been Fallon, actually.
It was
so
not,
Taron
yeah.
Egerton as Gary Eggsy Unwin.
I'm scrolling. We got Sophie Cookson as Roxy.
Yeah. Who ended up becoming the new Lancelot?
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Spoilers.
Mother.
This is a spoiler cast. And Hannah Ahlstrom as Princess Tildy.
We'll take it.
That's good enough.
Princess, take it in the butt.
Right. That's
spoilers.
My favorite joke in the
spoilers.
Whole movie.
So when I first watched it, I think I rented it, and they didn't have that on that version.
Yeah, they
it.
Cut it out.
Yeah,
right. So, that was the same thing that Jason said.
Yeah, they kind of like hinted towards some stuff, but they weren't like upfront about the butt stuff.
and I appreciate
that. I love that. You saved the world. I'll let you fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
And then, no, yeah, the version that we had on DVD was like straightforward. But I was like, yep. Did she really just say
and then she
like,
no, just, it was, and then it she was, just, it was more than that. Backing it up.
It was more than that. It was, you saved the world. I let you put it in an asshole or something.
Yeah,
like that.
No, she
was,
says,
yeah.
I'll let you fuck me in the ass.
No, it was asshole.
No, she said, I'll let you put it in my asshole.
Oh, okay, whatever. But then, yeah, then at the end, it just shows her backing it up. Lancelot's like, Merlin.
Merlin's
like
whoa. Because he's watching on the video.
Yeah.
He's got the.
I like how he just kept his video glasses on the whole time,
yeah.
too.
So.
He wants that recording later, I'm sure.
So, yeah, so I guess we'll start.
Let's just start from the intro.
Okay, so the intro I liked because it reminded me a little bit of Metal Gear 5.
Yeah.
Like, just in that desert, the helicopter's swooping in.
And the way they made the text, like the credits, well, pop up, that was pretty
cool.
That,
and plus the music on top, because it reminds me of being able to play the music when you're,
oh, yeah.
your helicopter comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, they're just, in general, there were a lot of things about this movie that just, like...
It was very heavily stylized and not in a way where it got in the way of the movie.
No, we did we went over the top of the cast, but I do really want to bring up the director, Matthew Vaughn, because he's the same guy that did Kick-Ass, X-Men First Class.
Oh, yeah.
I did that, actually. That was something I was planning on looking up this week, and I didn't
And
get
he was actually
to.
Part of the inception of the comic book before the movie even happened, because he's good friends with, I believe, definitely the writer. And I think also the artist.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
The comic book is the same name, Kingsman,
Which,
the Secret Service or whatever.
Matthew Vaughn's great, yeah.
And, Layered Cake, that was another one he did. And I
really
liked the movie.
I think I saw, like, part of that, but I started it, like, really late. It was one of those movies you start, like, late at night, and you go, oh, dang, I need
to go
back and
watch this.
So Layered
Cake is post-Bond, but it's still current Bond, whatever his name is, I can't remember right now.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
And it's it's almost like a... Guy Ritchie Bond.
Right. Is Malcolm McDowell also in Layer Cake?
I can't remember. It's been years since I've seen it, but
yeah,
it's really
good. I want to watch this movie
it's
now.
It's very fast paced. Like a Guy Ritchie type Bond almost.
Yeah, that's
so
what I remember. The little bit that I do remember from watching it, that's what I got.
So
from
during
it.
The inception of this was actually, I think, during Kick-Ass, and they wanted to do a spy movie, but it was originally going to be set up in America,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be working for codename Uncle Sam. So it was going to be like a man, the Man from Uncle TV show, but based in America. But they're like, you know, the better spy movies have always been James Bond, so we're going to do like kind of like a love letter to the old...
Americans can't be gentlemen.
It's true.
That's very true, yeah.
We don't follow the list. If you look on the website, there's a list of how to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a love letter towards those older movies. And the best way I can describe Kingsman is a more serious Austin Powers, but a more hilarious James Bond movie.
Yeah, it's perfect. And
yeah,
when I first saw this movie, I felt like, you know, like we needed this kind of movie because so many movies nowadays are always taking it so serious. And this definitely had a very heavy plot, but they didn't sit there and focus on it the whole time. And it's not like, yeah, sure, there's this, you know, world ending thing that's going to happen.
It doesn't drag
but
on a lot.
It doesn't focus on it. You know, it's focusing on all the cool spy shit that they're doing. And
that's
awesome.
And there were so many amazingly, like what you were saying, the term stylized is great. Mm-hmm. There's so many amazingly stylized fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie that
and
they
the best
were just,
part about that is like the violence is over the top, but it's just quick. Like
yeah,
it doesn't like
yeah.
linger
yeah,
at all.
It's just
like, it's like almost you have to rewind every time like something gruesome
yeah.
happens.
Yeah,
I watched that fight scene in the church four
yeah,
times.
Oh, that was so gosh. Great, especially when that guy gets slammed up against the wall and like his neck snaps.
He breaks in half.
Yeah. Well, like that scene is so brutal and gruesome, but then you think about the first scene when Colin Firth has the moment where he locks the door and does the whole bit in the pub.
Oh.
And
Maneth. Manners maketh man.
Manners maketh man. It was tagline. And so,
yes, it was.
He said it. That whole scene was just like the kicking the glass into the dude's head and everything like that. Just
knocks him out.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of those, like, sort of the overarching thing of the whole movie is you just go,
fuck.
That was cool. Like, yeah. It's just like you don't want to overuse the term, but that was a really cool movie. Like, the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
And I remember when the trailers first came out, I was like, it's going to be like shitty Avengers, like Uma Thurman Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of, too. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the trailer and I saw that fight scene that they put. They put pretty much the whole bar fight scene in the trailer. Did. And I was just like, man, I need to watch this movie now.
I thought it was going to be like on purpose campy, but it wasn't even campy at all. And I really like this one.
I mean, they played homage to like some of the campiness of the James Bond movies.
I really don't think
there's
even like really a lot of camp to it, but it definitely did pay homage to James Bond. That's kind of what inspired them to go more British than American.
Yeah.
Right. Which, yeah, I always love movies that take a style and turn it on its head.
Yeah. And like, this one, specifically speaking of the style, I really liked because a lot of it had like that 60s look to it when it came to like the secret stuff, but also was just like high tech stuff, like in modern terms.
Well, I mean, even down to the general style of dress of the Kingsman, the actual, you know, the sort
armor.
Of the Knights of the Round Table sort of thing. It was all.
Well, a good suit never goes out of fashion, though, too, you know,
unless it's a zoot suit.
A good
or a furry suit.
Well, I said good suit.
Well, no, I mean like honestly though, like each decade has sort of had its own cut of suit. Like myself personally, I would love to have like a 1920s, 1930s, like not zoot suit. No, but like, it was one of those like, you know, watching.
Gonna get my new pair of lead shoes, Shane. Yeah.
Watching
tie somebody to the railroad tracks.
Watching Boardwalk Empire. Like I found myself looking at that show, being like, damn, that's a good looking suit.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying is they you still see those suits today.
They actually spent a ton of money on the style of this movie because the director is like a closet clothes person or something.
Gotcha.
Okay. Closet clothes person.
You could tell it was fashion. Like there was a lot of fashion.
Yeah, no, there's
heavy.
Definitely a fashion.
Well, that's the thing is in James Bond, it's the same thing.
Well, I mean, the freaking headquarters.
Go
is
on,
Stacey.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say that they meet inside the tailor. So
yeah.
I mean, it's like it's
and that was
established
another,
from that point.
That was another cool thing was They fit some history truths in there because during World War I and World War II, a lot of spies actually did meet in a tailor's at a tailor to speak about stuff for the World War in Britain.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
One of the things that I mentioned to Jason.
Oh,
that,
no.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's
mic
smacking
problems.
The pop filter.
Oh, I've been
tonight.
Doing it too.
So one of the things I mentioned to Jason that like I just thought was just a like common thing was going to the villain in this movie, Samuel L. Jackson's character in this. He's basically Russell Simmons.
Who's Russell Simmons?
He's
the founder of Def Jam.
Yeah.
Founder of Def Jam Records. If you look
I'm
up,
very light.
Like, no, like, yeah. Like if you,
he,
honestly,
Brian showed me and I
honestly,
was blown away.
If you look up footage of Russell Simmons, the style of dress.
They dress exactly the same.
And even down to the lisp.
Yeah.
Russell Simmons.
Well, the lisp, he did the lisp because he had a lisp when he was younger.
Oh.
In real life. And he, you said that he, was it every Bond villain or just villain villain?
It's like they said in the movie where every Bond movie is only good because of their villain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what Samuel Jackson did was he did the first take with the lisp. Nobody knew he was going to do it. So he's like, you know, every Bond villain has like this deformity or just a quirk or something. So that's why he put the lisp in there.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you look, I think
it looks like they stole.
Yeah, no.
Closet,
no.
Movie.
I honestly think that like I think probably what happened was they were like Samuel L. Jackson did the read with the lisp, and they were like, oh my gosh, you know what? Let's stylize him after Russell Simmons, who I have said before, Russell Simmons is the most powerful man in the world with a lisp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mike Tyson.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I think Russell Simmons.
That dude is falling on some hard times.
Have you seen his cartoon?
Business, from
it's amazing.
From a business standpoint, Russell Simmons has more power than Mike Tyson does.
I just meant Mike Tyson would.
Yeah.
You know. Knock him
but
out.
No, like,
physically powerful.
Like,
I can knock you out.
No, looks wise,
tiger on you.
Looks wise, the lisp, everything.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't actually go over where they got the style from for that character, but the lisp came from Samuel's childhood.
Right.
But also, he the reason why Samuel got into acting was because he wanted to become famous because he had this lisp and everyone made fun of him. So that's kind of the non spoken backstory of this character was he had a lisp growing up, so he wanted to become a powerful figure later.
Right. Well, and like the really funny thing, like one of the things that really made the connection for me as far as like the Russell Simmons type of thing was that Russell Simmons in recent years has done a whole thing where he's like sort of diversifying the business that he's in as we're, you know, like when he started Def Jam Records. And so Russell Simmons is actually he is actually the brother to one of the guys in Run DMC. I believe actually Run in Run DMC.
I believe it because I actually learned recently when I was at work, I was talking with a coworker and he was giving me like a kind of like a fun fact about music, was that a lot of like rap or just music industry became what it is now because of disco, and because a lot of people, because disco just like was here for a couple years and everyone's like, no, let's not do any more new music. So all these rappers started their own labels.
Right.
So a lot of stuff like that. But
no, actually, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, no, it's.
But I believe it because this Valentine was a titan of industry.
Right.
So that's kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Simmons has like in recent years, like the probably the most recent thing that sort of like made the rounds that like in like sort of a pop culture thing you would have seen him in is like prepaid credit cards. He started the, it's called the green card, I think.
It's when you become a...
Not a U.S. citizen. Yeah. No, like, honestly, I think it's something card. And yeah, there's a whole, like, there's a whole ad campaign with him. And it's just really funny to see that, like, to see that character play out and to see him be the sinister villain type of thing. Like, I don't know, that was one of the biggest takeaways for me from this movie, like other than the really cool style of it, was I was like the whole time I was just like
Mariah brought up a pretty interesting thing about the SIM cards.
Oh, I was just, you know how they had the that cell phone plan now that you can qualify for,
you get the free thing with the government.
No, I thought that same thing when I saw it.
When I first heard the commercial for it, I was all, no way.
It's happening.
And I just saw this movie for the first time like 2 months ago. Yeah. And so I was like, oh.
Yeah, so don't go get the free cell phones.
Or do.
We need a calling.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it could
help. Are you wanting a major call of the human race?
I'm pro Valentine. You can see my scar behind my ear.
If it works the same way here, then that means if anyone in the radius of a SIM card is going to be affected by this.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. So let me save a few bucks before I die.
So
that's right. Wow, you're sounding a lot like Rob Weeks with his whole nihilist standpoint and just wanting to let the world burn.
Nihilist is just a fad.
Anyway,
so like I was saying, it was based off a comic book. There's a few differences in that. In the comic, Galahad is actually Exie's uncle.
Oh, okay.
And so they're trying to portray both sides of like modern England as it is now. So
the old fashioned, as opposed to
the rougher side,
yeah,
stuff like that. So
the Cockney. Anyway, the commoner.
Sure.
Oi, governor.
Pipe down, Dick Van Dyke.
And then
that man is a national treasure.
He is. That being said, chim chim.
Speaking of the beginning though, when they had Mark Hamill, that was awesome.
Yeah,
and he had his like full on Joker voice. But I found that in the
British Joker though.
In the comic, the first person that doctor character kidnaps is Mark Hamill in the comic, and they got Mark Hamill to play that doctor instead.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I saw that on like some special features, and I was like, "What?" Yeah.
The scene with the dorm room flooding.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that was so much anxiety.
Me too. The whole time I was just going, I don't know what's going on.
I can't deal with anything when it's like people might drown. Like I have a hard time even playing video games where you're like submerged underwater and there's
it's always super
you might
gruesome
drown.
In a video game. Like Lara Croft just.
Well, yeah, her and Mario 64
and
like,
Sonic.
God, fucking hell!
I get nightmares of that Sonic theme.
I get anxiety that I'm either gonna drown or that some kind of shark or something's gonna eat me. And so, but like
that would have been awesome if they released sharks in the dorm room.
Another good Samuel Jackson movie.
Isn't
like
bad
with
enough.
With lasers on their heads too.
Another good Samuel Jackson movie.
Fucking shark ate me.
Yeah.
Oh god.
You know what was the worst thing about Deep Blue Sea was the LL Cool J musical number that was on like rotation.
There ain't nothing bad about LL Cool J. Come on now.
The hook of the song was deepest, bluest. My head is like a shark's fin.
That's poetry.
You say worst.
Poetry.
I say best.
Worst.
Worst.
Absolute worst.
Oh my god.
I don't want to, you know, possibly lose LL Cool J's endorsement of this show. But
oh, got a free Kangles. But what's wrong with you?
But
Kangles?
Sure.
Anytime LL Cool J is attached to anything, I just go, oh, fucking God.
Really? But speaking of that scene, I guess that was one of the first scenes that they filmed. And a computer malfunction happened and this room like filled up instantly versus slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the reactions of them like getting broken out of the...
Right.
The window was actual real, like, I'm dying.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Wow.
That's awesome. That was crazy, too. I just loved Eggsy's character because he's so just... I mean, because, you know, he had the military background and all that stuff. And he was so just, like, gung-ho, and all the other people were very,
I'm
like,
gonna breathe this toilet air.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They were
this
so,
is life now.
Yeah, they were so like book smart and he's so street smart, and they did a really good job of putting that across without like saying that.
Yeah.
I know that they said a couple of times that, you know, they wanted or wow, what was it? Galahad? Was it the guy who
the guy that trained him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he said like he wanted to find somebody who was not
with a silver spoon up their ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But also when with Arthur.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, too.
And,
like,
and the sleight of hand.
Yeah.
It's his street smarts that saved his ass there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love
and the
I loved,
world.
I love that they
and
didn't.
The world,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that they didn't really, like, slap you across
the
face
with
got him some butt
That's
sex.
That's right. He really is. Whenever you watch the James Bond movies and stuff like that.
So much ass play.
Well, that's the way James Bond is.
Yes.
He's not. He wasn't, like, all these other people are all British. And he's this Scottish person who comes in and is like so unrefined compared to all these other guys.
He's not Scottish.
Because it was Sean
he
Connery.
Is Scottish.
He's not Scottish.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, they
Welsh.
changed him on the thing. He was Scottish born and then he was adopted by these two people who ended up being spies.
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they actually
the mom was not a spy.
Oh my.
Yeah, they
penny.
Both were. Both
she was
the
a terrible
were.
Spy.
It's
oh.
just that
oh,
what it was
don't beat me.
And I go pee.
God damn it.
Oh, money penny, let me put it in your ass.
So speaking
Please.
Of, where were the rest of the assholes at the round table? And why was the round table not round?
Good point.
Because the room was long?
Because Michael Caine was there. No.
It could have been
she
a
was
long
just a girl.
Oval shape.
Yeah, it could have been
the
round.
Oval room. Well.
That's fine.
No, they took over Brock.
I want to say that I have a problem with another movie where people are going to kill a dog. What's with... Can we get away from the movies with dog murder?
They
but
didn't
they
die.
Didn't
I know
the
they
dogs.
Didn't.
Actually, in the original,
didn't.
Actually, in the original script, they were going to, but they were afraid they're going to lose the audience.
Yeah.
And they would have lost me because I'm tired of movies where a dog
But speaking
dies.
Of, have you seen John Wick?
No, I haven't.
Jason, John Wick versus Galahad. Who wins?
John Wick.
Galahad, for sure.
Discuss.
Galahad's just, he's more of a gentleman.
John
and, okay, that whole scene where he kills those 200 people in open conflict, like, John Wick always, like, gets behind cover
okay,
and shit.
Okay, but didn't John Wick do kind of basically the same thing?
Yeah, he was always getting behind cover and stuff, but Galahad
you,
never
but you
got...
you can argue that Galahad was taken over by the chip.
Yeah, that's yeah. true, but... I mean, if we're putting those two scenes together...
Not the two scenes, the two characters.
Okay, I mean, yeah, still the two characters. I feel like Galahad... I like him better as a character, for one, because he's more...
That does not matter.
He's more three-dimensional. John Wick is very just, like, Robotronic and Keanu Reeves.
I feel like if somebody was going to try and shoot John Wick point-blank, they wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But Galahad got shot right in the head.
It's true.
You know why?
That's true.
You know why?
And because Samuel Jackson looked away first.
Too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
I said, you know why? Because John Wick knows kung fu.
Yeah, John Wick probably.
He's also friends with Socrates.
With who?
Socrates!
Socrates!
I need another beer.
Oh, God. I love that we went backward through Keanu Reeves. We went from Matrix to Bill and Ted's. I love it.
We skip replacements.
Anyway.
Alcohol.
Anyway, Kingsman. I really fucking love this movie.
This is a good movie.
And it's so... There's so many aspects of it that are very well-defined. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of my John Wick versus Galahad thing, Jason, how did you feel about the special effects on the gunshots to the people's face?
Oh!
They were awesome.
Because they were exactly the same as John Wick, which you hated!
This is a bit more
bright. You can see everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Speaking of John Wick,
it moves so fast that you can't tell.
I decided I want my next episode to be Keanu. The movie,
I do want to watch that.
Key and Peele movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Owe me Keanu because I watched John Wick.
Okay,
you promised me.
I got my $5 on Vudu.
I didn't think that this whole James Bond talk was going to lead to such a point of contention here.
We didn't think that.
There's so much history with James Bond.
I know.
I want to hear you guys argue some more.
No, fuck that.
Yeah. Michael Caine was in Austin Powers.
Yep.
I want to get home. The
discontent flow through you. Yay.
You know what the funny thing is the people that were writing the old James Bond movies
wrote Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, you know, all they did is like throw in a couple of jokes and you still have a James Bond.
Now, I can't remember the plot. Name because I never seen it, but a lot of this movie was also based on an old Michael Caine series of another British spy. And a lot of it was actually from the original show, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which I want to watch the new movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new movie. Anybody?
Plus, some of it was Get Smart, and that's why he makes the reference to the phone in the shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and there was a Usual Suspects reference, too.
Yeah, briefly, when he dropped the coffee cup, that's all we saw.
Anytime somebody drops a coffee cup in a movie now, I'm like, oh, that's Usual Suspects!
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie.
Which,
I'm Kaiser Sose.
Get Smart.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh, that needs to be talked about on this show at some point.
We will. Your next episode. How about that?
Yeah. It's him.
Spoilers.
Get Smart was Mel Brooks.
Yep.
Mel Brooks.
Wait, I love Mel Brooks.
And I can't remember the actor's name, but the guy that played Maxwell Smart in the original show was Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Steve Carell.
Maxwell Smart.
Steve Carell. What is wrong with you?
It was The Rock.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. I will. It's okay, bad enough that The Rock is playing in Jumanji coming
Now, you say
up.
It's bad enough. Do you mean it's like 90s bad enough?
No.
Sick.
The thing is I like The Rock. And
I love The Rock.
I want to see him in more shit. Now he's in more shit.
The Rundown, like I said, is one of my most favorite movies.
That's an awesome movie.
Such a good movie. The Scottish guy in there, too.
Yep. Anyway,
it was Don Adams.
So how about should we get into favorite scenes and whatnot?
Inspector Gadget.
Okay, so anyway,
favorite scene.
I'm gonna go first because I know that people are gonna pick the church scene, and I did really like the church scene. It was a great scene.
Yes, it was.
But my favorite scene is the head exploding.
Oh my god!
Orchestra.
The pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Oh my, who knew that heads exploding could be so beautiful?
It was
colorful.
Very pretty.
And hilarious.
It was like a Disney like fireworks show. It was fucking spectacular.
I like how they showed all the people in Japan just like watching the fireworks and you just see a bunch of people's heads explode like as part of it.
It was beautiful. It was fucking beautiful.
It was
fucking
awesome.
Spectacular.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to take this church scene. Because it's amazing.
Yes,
and they play Freebird.
You
had to pick the longest song for the longest fight.
Well, they played the best 3 minutes of the song.
I fucking hate that song. Like, there's nothing about that song I like. But now when I hear it, I'm like, yeah.
Okay. The one part of Freebird that I will come to the defense of is the bass work during the guitar solo.
Yeah. Oh no, it's awesome.
I'm saying if you listen to, and I've talked about this with multiple people, the bass line underneath what is going on in that solo, there is one point in the Freebird guitar solo where you hear the idea, like it sort of adds to the idea of the bass being able to add tension all depending on you know whether it's gonna resolve or whatever. You hear this. It's like this crazy, like slightly dissonant sort of thing, and and the bass player is walking it up, and right after that, it drops down to the main like guitar part, and there's just something about that one section of that guitar solo that no matter how many times I hear it, I'm like,
No, it's cool. And I mean, yeah, it's an awesome.
Kill some Westboro Baptists.
Yeah. Drive really fast.
It's an awesome solo and everything, and it is an awesome song. Right. But oh my god, I hate that song.
I agree. It's very cliche.
Yeah, but
I actually don't think I've ever heard the song in its entirety. But I will yell it at any band that I see.
Yeah,
you call yourself American.
I'll still yell it's at true. Any and band I see. Play Freebird!
And I still think it's hilarious, like, when I'm on stage and people go, play Freebird! I don't know why.
Fuck
it's just,
no!
A lot of people hate that joke. I love it. And I yell it at bands, too.
But not only was the song, like, one of the most perfect parts about the scene, they took, like, 7 days to film that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Colin Firth actually did, like, 80% of his stunts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let me just say, I told Jason this earlier, I never in a million years before watching Kingsman thought that I would ever say the words, Colin Firth is a badass.
And he's a sexy old man.
And
Holy shit.
He trained for like 6 months to get like built to wear a suit.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Looked damn good in that suit.
He's a stud muffin.
Because like all I picture is like...
I let him put an asshole.
Like Love Actually... Yeah. Love Actually Colin Firth, where he's like, oh, bup, 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 bup. He's basically...
Mamma Mia Colin
Firth. He's like frumpy Hugh Grant. Like just like stumbling over his words. Like, I don't really know what's going on.
I'm the gentleman of romantic comedies, but I'm a little bit of a bumbling man. But then he just kicks all the ass.
It was awesome.
Literally all of them, all the asses.
Yeah.
And then he like wakes up out of his trance and he looks around like, oh my god.
Look what I did.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
God damn it.
Let's see.
Steve Urkel was a Kingsman.
Yep.
Favorite scene.
The suspenders.
Urkel, actually.
Okay, those suspenders were his
armor. Well, I was
going
to say Stefan definitely went to the tailor.
Urkel. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brian, favorite scene.
It's a toss up between two scenes. Either,
they've been said.
No, they haven't. They haven't actually. Ooh. It was either we talked about the
water scene.
Yeah, the water scene. That one or the skydiving scene.
Oh,
skydiving scene is so freaking.
That was
good.
Another one where Stacey was getting like clammy hands and she's just like clapping in the corner.
Yeah,
yeah. Even though I've seen it before, I'm still like, God, pull the chute, pull the chute.
Yeah,
pull
no,
the
yeah. The whole thing of that he was the one that didn't have the chute or whatever. And
why'd you make me the fucking gimp?
Yeah, he's like, oh wait, no. Yeah. Oh, there's your fucking
you gotta
chute,
take
you
the
asshole.
Chip off your shoulder and he just whispers into his ear.
Yeah.
Merlin.
I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah, what's
I
your...
like him oh, in most yeah. stuff. I like, I even, like, I will, I, fast forwarding on, like, the DVR, I will stop at the Jaguar commercials because of him. Yeah. Like, he's so freaking good.
Jaguar.
And he was also great in,
I thought he was the guy from America's Next Top Model for a while.
There's a America's judge on... Next Top Model.
What's that?
You talking about the guy with the white hair? Who's
no,
like
a, no, no,
that's
no,
Tim
no,
Gunn.
Yeah,
there was like a bald like judge photographer guy on there for a while. And
anyway,
yeah, hey,
Mariah,
that wasn't very funny. Let's edit that in post.
Mariah, what's your favorite scene?
It's the butt sex scene, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was brief.
All dead ass.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
I had multiple scenes that I really like. Like, I really like the exploding head scene. That's awesome. And then I also really like the scene right at the very beginning of the movie, both the beginning and the end, when Eggsy does it and when Galahad does it. The bar scene.
The bar scene.
I really like both of those scenes a lot.
Yeah.
I just like seeing rude people get their shit fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's just the way it was shot and everything.
Milk
is so... It's so beautifully done. It's like,
and so brutal too.
It's violent and yet polite somehow,
so many,
all at the same time. Yeah.
So many of like the big like choreographed fight scenes in this were just like downright like a fucking dance.
So
it was like a fucking fucked up beat up ballet.
So speaking of that too, I guess they filmed every single scene, so all the action is happening in the center of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to look around. Nothing else is happening around, really.
You lazy Americans.
Which is kind of like the polar opposite of Speed Racer.
Fuck Speed Racer!
They made it a point to make everything in focus.
Their goal was to give the audience seizures.
Yeah.
Calls back to the original show.
But I also like the scene right before everybody's head starts exploding, when Eggsy's running down the hallway trying to get to the back to the
he's
room,
he's kicking all the ass,
and he's kicking all kinds of asses, and
that umbrella,
the
umbrella,
the massive army that's chasing him basically, mm-hmm. and then the
the missiles that they bring up to the plane. Yeah. And he's like, I'm fucked. And he's all, well, I'm fucked too. Like, yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
That scene's really cool too. I like that one.
And that's when we get when the character is super savvy, because he's the one that thinks about, hey, let's activate all the chips in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like,
well, and Merlin comes
standing
out like,
there, you know, he's standing up.
Like, what's with all the guns? Like, I'm just a fucking pilot. Like,
blah, 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 shit.
Turn around and blah, 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 blah.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Favorite scene.
My favorite scene's got to be the church scene. I can't. I mean,
that's the best scene in the movie.
And yeah.
It is the best scene in the movie.
I mean,
it's the one that everybody talks about.
The bar fight with Galahad and all those, you know, thugs.
To be
like,
honest,
that
all the main action scenes are amazing, but to me, it's the church scene.
The church
because
scene,
I hate
yeah.
people in there.
Well, yeah, oh my like, God! Yes,
it's like every 3 seconds you're like, "Oh my God, what the
so,
fuck?"
It's
oh my
so
God,
cathartic.
What the fuck?
It might not be the best scene. It's definitely the most iconic scene.
Well, and it's
the
so,
combination of the music, the fight choreography,
but it's
everything.
So it's so cathartic because all those people are the people that are getting
right.
murdered
getting
deserved
dead.
It.
They're basically they
totally
they're the British Westboro.
And yeah, my favorite.
No, it was American. Baptist.
No, it was American. Yeah. Huh?
My
that's
favorite.
Right,
my favorite thing. My favorite thing about that scene, though, is I want to look up the quote because it was amazing.
So we'll go into favorite quote then.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
Yeah, I know what quote
yeah,
you're talking
we
about.
We all do.
Yeah.
Well, I've got mine. I can do mine while you're looking.
Oh, so
stuff.
Yeah, so okay. So he goes, I'm a Catholic whore currently enjoying Congress out of wedlock with my black Jewish boyfriend who works at a military abortion clinic. So hail Satan and have a lovely afternoon, madam.
Hail Satan.
I love that. Like that line was just perfect. And then like the woman just like, oh my God, and then all of a sudden all the phones go off and then all the action starts. There's just a perfect setup to the perfect scene. And that scene, though, too, man, it's just so brutal. Like, and they zoom in on the perfect parts where you just see, like, there was that one part, too. You know, you were talking about all the action happening in the middle. But when you look in the background on that scene, because I've watched it, like, 6 times, do you see this one part where this guy has a spear that he's fashioned out of, like, a flagpole? And he spears,
Marcus!
Like, he spears two people against the organ back there. And then after
organs.
That, yeah, and then after that, Colin or Galahad, he pulls it out and then spears another 3 people in one hit.
I like how many times he uses that knife.
Yeah. He pulls it out of that one dude's neck and then stabs a guy, slices another guy's throat, and then stabs it back into his head.
Slices 2 people in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nuts, man. And like it's like you said, like it's so brutal, but at the same time it's so beautiful. It is like a dance.
They did announce the Kingsman 2, the Golden Circle, and they already said we're not gonna do another church scene because that's that movie.
Yeah,
but they're gonna do something.
They'll do something amazing.
Hopefully ridiculous, but they're not gonna try to top that scene.
I don't think
they
need
bring,
to top it. Yeah,
because that's gonna become like the thing, because they want this to be more of a franchise. So they're not gonna be like, oh, what's the church scene gonna be in this movie? But
yeah,
it's gonna be. I'm excited. I
yeah.
like these
oh
guys.
Yeah, and the fact that Colin Firth's on the docket for the movie, that's weird.
That's confusing.
Like I'm sure it might be just a back in time
or something. Yeah,
but I mean that'd be cool if they bring him back. They'd be kind of another homage to James Bond.
No,
stuff.
He's gonna Austin Powers like go back in time.
That would fit in the you know.
Or his ring gives him like Wolverine powers and just pushes the bullet out.
Yeah.
No. Stacey, favorite quote.
It is, besides, the, if you save the world, I'll let you fuck me in the ass.
Asshole.
Asshole. I'll let you put it in my asshole, yeah. My favorite line is Eggsy's response to what he'd, like to drink, and he says, martini, gin, not vodka, obviously, stirred for 10 seconds while glancing at an unopened bottle of vermouth. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's, like, an obvious shout-out to the Bond movie.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
it's so great.
But, like, the opposite of what James Bond drinks.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
Is it bad that, like, my favorite quote from the movie is actually they're quoting Ernest Hemingway in the movie?
Which isn't actually a quote from Ernest Hemingway first.
Right. No, but it's the overall, it's paraphrasing Hemingway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole idea of there's nothing noble in being superior to yourself. It's basically, you know.
Well, what I mean
by
or
being superior to other people, it's being superior to your former self.
And what I mean by that, it was actually quoted by an earlier author before Ernest Hemingway, and he actually took that quote and used that.
Oh, well, there you go. But yeah, no, that's one of my favorite quotes.
And
in
definitely
the
like builds up like what the Kingsmen are too. And
right.
They're,
yeah.
Like true gentlemen.
Well, and
that's part of their training is to become
right. And
the
that's sort of the true just overarching sort of thing of Eggsy is he's like it's refining himself and being like he's better than his former self.
At the same time, he's still his old self too, though, which is
The other one was sorry, love, got to save the world, and if you save the world, I'll let you put it in my asshole or do it in the asshole.
Did you save the world?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna go something similar and just I like it's a tagline too, but just the manners maketh man, and it's one of the most badass things to say before you're gonna kick a bunch of ass.
Well,
a bunch of
He even says he goes if you don't know I'll give you a lesson or whatever he says. Yeah.
Bart Sam is awesome.
It's the British version of "You gonna learn today."
I just thought of another one line that I like. Not my favorite, but I did really like when Eggsy thought that his pug was a bulldog. It's a bulldog, isn't it?
It's gonna get bigger, right?
No.
What you got there is a white girl bitch dog.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I challenge anybody out there to look at a pug when it's super happy and not smile.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, I fucking hate pugs. Yeah. They're adorable, but that's the least manly dog you can get.
I know that. No,
when
my
I
point
see a pug,
like...
I just see a football that needs to be punted.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
why. What is
that's
not
what
a cat.
Our listeners want to hear.
Animals. Not a cat.
Yeah, what is it with you and sending animals flying in violent ways?
I don't know. I just
first the cat with the pool cue.
I hate
and
pugs.
No.
I hate pugs. Mariah wants to get one. I'm like, no.
I don't want a pug. I've never said that.
You have.
No.
I want a little indie dog.
No.
She said she wanted a hug.
That's not what I
said. Oh, is that what she said? Oh.
No, Mariah. She said
favorite
she wanted a pug.
Scene.
Pug.
Yeah.
My favorite line?
Sure.
That too.
You already said favorite scene. Favorite line, yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
You guys pretty much took all the good ones, but I guess it'd be when he comes in at the end into the bar to get his mom from her awful boyfriend or whoever he is, and he says, "They've offered me a job, Mom. It also comes with a house. Come live with me there." You know, like, I like that where he's coming, where he walks in, he's like...
He's a knight in shiny armor.
Yeah. Like, he's just
And it's not like he's saving some hoe. He's saving his mom.
Kind of is.
Yeah, she is kind of a hoe, but...
Wow. No, we went... No. Like,
no, it's true, though.
It's not a piece, you know? It's not, hey, if you save the world, I'll let you put it in my asshole. It's, you know...
Yeah. He's doing something pretty noble there, which is awesome.
She was a princess.
Okay, if you say
and
so.
And then...
Oh, well, yeah, she was...
I just got the joke.
That was good.
And then I can't remember exactly what the line is, but whenever he walks in to the jet the second time and he's got his gun and he's like, oh, and he's like, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
I'll show you yours.
Favorite character? Jason goes last.
Yep.
Stacey.
Well, fuck. Because I liked Galahad. I liked Merlin. I really liked Roxy, but Valentine, Richmond was probably my very favorite because
the only good Bond villain good Bond movie is the villain.
I liked him because I love Samuel L. Jackson. He was quirky as fuck.
Yes,
he's Mr. Fancy Ass Business or Fancy Ass Billionaire, and he serves McDonald's.
Thanks for the happy meal.
And he's a villain who can't stand the sight of blood. And as somebody who also has
or
an aversion to gore, I appreciate that.
Well, that's
really
one of the best quirks of a villain, I think, too. It's just like, he's so murderous, but he doesn't want to see it happen.
He's like, I'm going
to
shoot you in the head, but I can't look.
Is he dead?
Doesn't it feel good? No, it feels awful.
Yeah. He was great.
There's another good like role to see Samuel Jackson as not like the hard ass as in every other movie with him in it.
Yeah.
He was just so weird.
Iconic Samuel L. Jackson is a Pulp Fiction man.
Sharp ass dresser.
I guess if you can call that sharp.
I'm telling you, you look up Russell Simmons and you look up Valentine.
I think he looks like a kid who raided dad's closet.
I feel like he never
learned how to dress himself.
No. He designed the chips that he put in everybody's head too, so the explosions would coordinate with his style of clothing.
Yeah,
because they were all purple. They were all these purple and orange, beautiful pastels, like the clothes that he wore.
And you know, Samuel Jackson in purple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Loves it. I'm going to go with Merlin.
Yeah, he was pretty badass.
He was badass. He's the Q of the series, and he's like one of the only true Kingsmen versus, you know, Galahad, who died.
He was sassy, too.
He was very sassy.
All the Kingsmen died. Well, no, there's still some left, I guess.
Like Merlin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and there's those other ones that were like on
I think
the...
there's only one other left.
I don't know. There was those others on the screen.
Yeah,
like,
I feel as though Arthur killed him. They didn't really go over it, but I kind of have a sense.
Yeah, because he said that they had just toasted to Galahad before Eggsy showed up when him and Arthur squared off. So he could
Yeah, but
he
the thing is all the other guys were in other locations.
At the time that we saw them before, but they can get there pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
I think they're dead.
I feel like with
they
to
might
have
either,
a,
or they could be as corrupt as Arthur and might have
dead.
Been on
I,
the bad side
I
too.
I feel like there's probably survivors and they're the ones who are rebuilding Kingsmen at the end of the movie.
No, it's going to be this group.
It's going to be Roxy.
I think it's going to be Roxy and Eggsy, but there's going to be other Kingsmen who are going to be there to like mentor them and stuff.
I didn't like Michael Caine being the bad guy. I don't like
him being a bad guy. And most, I love that in most movies that Michael Caine's in, they're like, you know, they try to keep it PG-ish, so like you never get to see him say fuck and stuff. So,
fucking brick!
Yeah. It was awesome.
I like that they had
that was another apparent
Alfred and the Joker in the same movie.
Yeah. Yep. That was another apparent Michael Caine quote, was the how he chooses his movies, which apparently didn't work for this one. But how he chooses his movies is, I look at the first page of the script and look at the last page of the script. And if I'm still there at the end, I do the fucking movie. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Sure. Favorite character?
Valentine.
Yeah.
Like, no
God
doubt.
Damn.
It was Valentine. It really was. Yeah, there were so many things about the character that they were memorable and that just, I freaking loved it. And, you know, like I said, it's fucking Russell Simmons.
he had scary, like, chicken foot blade lady as his sidekick.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
She was terrifying.
Why isn't she anybody's favorite
character?
Well,
and that was the whole thing was like, you get the vibe that that's his girlfriend.
Well,
a little bit, right? And she's like, she's pretty hot. And that was the whole thing. Remember the very first thing I showed you on that Russell Simmons interview on, it was one of the LA like hip hop, like radio shows. And they're like, yeah, you know, the biggest thing with Russell Simmons, man, is like, he's still bagging that model. Oh yeah. All these models. And it was like, it was some like, random hot young girl that he was hanging out with. I was like, all right, cool.
Thing about Gazelle too was in the comic it was a dude, and then when they were casting they actually wanted to get this
it's like Usain Bolt or something.
No, it was an actual quadriplegic that had the blade legs or whatever.
Oh, what?
But then the guy turned it down and then later murdered his wife.
Oh my god.
Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah,
holy
yeah, that guy.
Shit.
They wanted Oscar. Oh my
yeah,
god,
they
wanted
down
Oscar
and then murdered his
wow.
wife. And then later on they're going to get another quadriplegic woman, and then that's kind of what led to the chick that they chose, which wasn't quadriplegic
or paraplegic.
No, quadriplegic. Well, it's the she was missing her or they were missing their legs.
That's amputee. Quadriplegic is when you have any hindrance at all in your upper body, quadra being your four limbs. Paraplegic or amputee.
It has to do with any of the four limbs.
No.
Anyway.
No, it's if
who
you
cares?
Have any
and
she
amputee.
She has woman arms, so quadriplegic.
That is a disability.
Oh. I got more of the vibe that like even
she's
though,
too busy making sandwiches to fight, you know what I mean?
No. Even though like Valentine was supposed to be the main villain, she seemed like she was more the brains behind the operation, and she seemed like she was more villainous than he was.
She was the brawn.
She wasn't the brain. She was definitely the brawn.
When they turn on the chips thing and everything, and they're like zooming in like fucking TRL Spring Break style. Here's Rio. Here's what up? Like, and she's just like all into it. Like,
yeah,
oh,
but
you gotta watch.
Valentine's
gotta
the
watch
one
this.
Who built all that stuff, though. Like he's
she
definitely
reminded me of a lot of
yeah, I know, but she was the one. She's like
she's the
fucking
one who is like encouraging him to do the evil stuff. But
I'm saying she's
as
like
most women
she's,
do.
She's yes. the sadist.
Yeah, but she's not the brains.
I think she was more like the kind of like Lex Luthor's Mercy, like that, like his henchwoman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mariah.
Favorite character.
I was gonna say Merlin, but
you can
still
say
Matt
it.
Took it.
You can still say it. She but said Valentine, but I said Valentine.
Okay, second favorite character.
But I also really I really like Eggsy.
He's a badass.
Because, you know, his common sense is awesome. And street smarts and all that. Yeah, it's really cool for you to take somebody who has had such a bad
background. Well, that was
background.
The overall, like, moral of the story is, like, yeah, you know, they said like, it over and over. It doesn't matter where you came from.
Yeah, yeah. So, I really like Eggsy a lot, but I
Eggy.
Also...
It's Eggsy.
Eggy.
Like Marilyn.
Eggy.
Those guys called him Eggy.
That's why I'm saying it. Jason.
You jerk. Anyway. Anyone have guesses for my favorite character?
I like when they called Merlin Mycroft, because that was James, Sherlock's brother.
Sherlock Holmes' brother, yeah.
Your favorite character is...
JB.
The pug, yeah, JB.
Fuck no, I hate pugs.
Your favorite character is...
The baby.
That made me so sad.
Fuck this baby!
I can't, honestly, like, I felt like fast-forwarding through every time she was trying to kill the baby.
I can't do this.
Oh. Some chick.
When they put on the rapist mask and tied him to the train tracks.
That was pretty awesome, but no.
The stepdad.
Oh, fuck no. That guy could go suck a dick. No, my favorite character was Mr. Pickles.
He wasn't alive.
He wasn't a mister.
He was not a character. He was a prop.
He was a taxidermy dog, and they characterized him.
He was a prop.
They characterized him.
He was a prop.
No, because he had that whole come to Jesus moment where he looked and he was looking at Mr. Pickles and realized, like, oh, I got to do all this shit.
He might as well have been looking at a picture.
He wasn't a mister.
He was as alive as a Billy Bass hanging on the wall.
That is an invalid. Invalid.
Okay, fine. Okay, my other favorite character was...
You were going to pick a dog.
My favorite character was the parachute that Eggsy didn't know that he had.
Oh, my God. No, my favorite...
That one had change.
My favorite character was the princess.
Oh, snap.
She was pretty badass.
My favorite character was the mirror that Eggsy punched and broke through.
My favorite character was henchman number 3 whose head blew up.
Anyway...
My favorite character was like the 28th person standing in line waiting for the SIM card.
Oh my God. I hate you all.
And yet you still keep inviting me.
I know. Over. I don't know what my problem is. I just need more material for Downercast. God damn it. So that's it.
And we're never coming back.
Fucking Kingsman. Damn it.
Ratings.
That's right.
Ratings.
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 I don't want to go first. Actually, I'll go first. Why not? I will give this movie 6 out of 5 eggs.
Eggy.
That was the worst.
Stacey rating.
I'm trying to set the bar low, so whenever I do a good one, it's like awesome.
I'm going to give. I'm going to give it 2 cheeseburgers with extra sauce with a 45 Lafitte.
Ah, ho.
I want to see what pairs with my hot and spicy McChicken. I'm going to give it 20 out of 25 Knights at the Round Table.
Ho. That's a good one. Better than my egg one.
Brian!
Rating. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
What?
Boring.
Guys, Bob's here. Oh, yeah.
I'm Amanda. By the way, you have no idea how disappointed I was at the realization that was not Amanda's actual.
Amanda. X-Files.
I am the bad.
Tumblr. I want to believe.
Oh my God, that was actually Stacey.
Oh, wow.
So,
my rating is...
What are you doing after?
Things.
Matt.
No.
I don't know. How many people did they kill? 3 million out of 3.5 million people dead.
Talking about the Holocaust?
Dead exploding.
That was just the church scene.
They were
hateful people.
I think we all rated it.
Yep.
All right. So
bye,
done.
Everybody.
We're done.
199 out of 200 dead church people.
That's awesome.
Yay. 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
So you're saying it wasn't a perfect score movie?
Anyone gave it a perfect score.
I did.
No.
I gave it more than a perfect score.
It was an account. It was a terrible rating.
You gave something out of something eggs. That's not perfect.
I gave it 6 out of 5
what
eggs.
What does eggs have to do with anything?
It's fragile.
Eggsy.
But that's
eggy.
So five eggies.
So that's been that movie podcast.
Yeah.
No. See,
it would have been funny if you'd said like a baker's dozen eggs.
Hilarious.
Because baker's
so hilarious.
Oh, and yours was funny.
No. So if you like this bullshit,
why?
And you would like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/thatmoviepod.
And we have a project coming up.
Send us beef jerky.
That's
also
right.
That. But we're going to be building a poster soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And our top Patreons get to be a part of the poster.
Yeah. So send us your money.
Okay.
And you'll get on our poster.
I told Jason I might give just to get that sweet poster.
It's going
to
be an awesome poster.
It is.
He told me he was designing it.
Yeah.
No, we're that's not. That's exciting. No, I'm not designing. Well, I'm going to design.
Well, no.
He said
who's designing it, not you're designing it.
Yeah.
To whom is designing?
Yeah. Clean out your ears, Grandpa.
And I'm very excited because she does awesome work.
She does.
And we are also part of longvox.fm. And if you'd like to hear other local Valley podcasts who are worth a shit, go to longbox.fm and search local podcasts, and you will find awesome podcasts such as Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
Firefly Podcast.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to do this.
Nerd Noise.
Back and forth. Go on. The Local Music Revolution.
There we go. That's the one I was looking for.
Downer Podcast.
Yes, that one.
Downercast.
Downer People
and
Cast.
Many more awesome ones.
Oh god, I'm so depressed. Matt can't even get the name right.
That's good.
Downerdudes.com.
Hold on to that. Oh boy.
Dude's going down on you.
Oh my god.
Oh.
If follow us on the internet on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram /thatmoviepod. Oh,
McButtStuff.
McButtStuff.com. That's it. Bye everyone. Semper Fidelis Tyrannosaurus.
Hey everybody.
Bye.
Get the fuck out of here!
Also, check out Sean Fowles' podcast.
What Does It Matter podcast. And you can follow them on Twitter.
That's
at What
rude.
Does It Matter Pod. That's what it's called.
Oh.
And I made their logo. Woo. Or his logo. Woo. Okay,
I'm
bye.
So sorry,
I love you, Sean Faust.
Me too. I love you, Sean Faust.
Yeah, I don't. I know you're. I'm sorry.
Have you ever had a dream?
Anyway, yeah, it's hot in here. God
warm.
Damn.
Open the door. It's colder outside.
Open the door.
Get
on
the floor.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
It's Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Inspector Gadget.
Favorite scenes.
I've got a river running down my boobs right now.
Ooh.
I've got a river running through it. Sweat rubbing down my boobs.
A river runs through it.
It does. River.
It sounds like a Bob Dylan meets Meatloaf. That's what that sounds like to me.
Mom, the meatloaf! All right, what
which
we
brings
doing?
Me to another good movie, A River Runs Through It, starring...
my boobs.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Starring my boobs.
Find it on whatever tube.
You won't find it.
Or Hub.
I'm careful. You won't find it.
I'm
wow.
not.
You will. I smell a challenge.
That's not the challenge you smell.
That's my boob sweat.
Oh. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's when we take that audio clip of Stacey going, I'm a stinky woman.
I'm a stinky woman. It's true. We got halfway to work this morning and I was like, oh, I forgot deodorant.
Sounds
I'm really
like you're
hot.
Fapping.
What the hell was that? I looked down and I got scared.
Gotta fan myself a little bit. I'm hot.
I'm getting a little hot watching you.
You're vigorously like shaking your shirt.
What are you?
Gets that airflow going in there.
You and Mariah looking for a unicorn?
Oh god!
Just you know.
You know what? I'm gonna go outside for a sec.
We're gonna rename
I have
it.
To rip one.
We're gonna rename it the Going Downer Cast. You know what I mean? Oh hey.